V'tovall v'loy mo'al t'kuli alma loy pligi t'mahani. Henechtam, if they made a tefillah, yitakalar, everybody learns that, everybody holds, at least these two hold. You learn it out from the moyas, from the mothers, that the ikra of geris is the tefillah. As long as they went to the mikveh, even the men, and they did not make a milah, kuli alma loy pligi t'mahani, itaka helps. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes then, v'mo'al v'loy tovall. Where they only had a bris milah and they did not go to the mikvah. Reb Leza Yalef Miyovis. Reb Leza says, learning out from the Yovis, that by the fathers all they had was just a bris milah. They did not have a tefillah. That's enough to make you into a ger. Reb Yeshua holds, no, the Yovis nami tefillah heavy. Even by the Yovis, by the men, they're also a tefillah. Minole, how do you know that? The puzzle doesn't say clearly they had to go to the mikvah. So Rashi speaks out, if so, how do you know by the Moyes? How do you know by the mothers they went to the mikvah? The Torah doesn't say they went to the mikvahs. So Rashi says, that's a svara. Like they had to do something to become a Jew. So by the mothers, by the ladies, it's not Shaykh Bris Milah. Pshita, they had to go to the mikvah to become a Jew. Lashen came by the men, since they could make a Milah, they made the Milah, maybe that alone is enough. So Mori asks, so one man the other says, that talk is enough. If Yeshua says no, even by the others, by the fathers, or by Kabbalah Torah, when they became a ger, they became a Jew, nami tefillah heaven, there's also a tefillah there. For the Gemara Minole, how does Yeshua know that they went to the mikvah there? Elaim, if you want to tell me, midichsim, because the pasuk says, leich el om, v'kidashtem hayom emochor, go to the people and make them kadosh, v'chibsusim leisim, and they should wash, be tovel their clothing. So we dashin, uma b'mokin shein toyin kibbus. That even though you don't have to wash your clothing, still sometimes your goof is telling me you have to go to the mikvah. Over here, Malkim Shatoyin Kibbus. Over here, the Pasuk says you have to be tovel your clothing. Is Ein Adin Shatoyin Tefillah? Isn't it for sure that the men also had to make a Tefillah? So you see clearly, Lechura, they made a Tefillah. Therefore, he holds the others also had a Tefillah in the mikvah. This the Gemara says back, Viduma maybe, Niki is Bialma. That the pasuk says v'chibast v'chibsu samloisam, maybe it doesn't mean a chiv to put into the mikvah. It means tam poshut direct, dress nicely. You're gonna have the kabbalah satorah soon. Hashem wants you to wash your clothing first, to wear nice clothing. The enoch nami, maybe your body, they did not have to go to the mikvah. So Moshe says elam yochad, learn from this pasuk. It says vayikach Moshe sadam vayizra kalom. Moshe brought a korban there and the dam he spritzed on the people. Well, Gemiri, we learned, the Ein Hazor B'loi Tefillah. Whenever they make Hazor, they spritz something on you, it's only if first you made a Tefillah. So therefore, it's Mustafa over there also, they did make a Tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua, Zmar says, Tefillah be Moyis Minolan. Oh, the Gemara says this. According to Rabbi Yeshua, though, how does he know that the Moyis made a Tefillah? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds the Avais did not make a Tefillah. All they did was just make a Milah. Therefore, he holds milas enough. But he holds that by the Mois, there they made a tefillah. For the Gemara, how does he know it? If the men did not make a tefillah, how come the women had to make a tefillah? So Gemara says, Svaru, that's a svaru that they had to make a tefillah. The Im came, because if they did not, but ma nichna sotachas kansviya shchina. Like what made them into a ger? Something you have to do. True, you have to have kabbalah samitzvahs. But after you makabu, you accept upon yourself to be a Jew, you have to do something. So by the Moyes, that's not shah to make a bris milah, it's mistavra and svara, that for sure they went to the mikvah. Therefore he agrees that the Moyes, the lady, has to go to the mikvah. Right. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yechnin, that what's talocha, li'oilom ein ager ad sheyim over yitzful. That's talocha. That a ger, you cannot become a ger unless you do two things. You have to first have, I don't know, first, the machlokes has to be first or not. But you have to have a bris milah, and you have to go to the mikvah. You need two things. So the Marab Shita, of course it's that way. Yochid v'rab, malochid rabim. Like it was only Yechidim that said, milah alone is enough. The rabim before said avad, you have to have both. So Pshita the locher is, you have to have both. So Marab says, man chachomim, no. The one that says you have to have two is not really a chachom, it's not really a rabim. It's Rab Yosi, it's also a yochid. Therefore, he has to tell us a chiddush that we paskin like Rabbi Yosi that a ger is only chal geris if you have two things, a milah and a tefillah. Titania will learn like this. Hare shebo, if somebody comes, the guy comes like, now he's his ger. So Yomer, he says like this, Malti, Yishno, I made a bris milah, I want to become a Jew. But v'loy tivalti, I did not make a tefillah. I didn't go to the mikveh yet. So the locker is, matvila noisoi. We have to break and go to the mikveh. Oma v'kach div Reb Yehuda. Like, why not? What are you losing? Trashi, ma v'kach, emein milos l'shem milo, hoyu v'tova v'tefillah sagi. In other words, even though we said it made a bris milo, but stam to make a bris milo doesn't help. It has to be done l'shem geris. You have to make a milo l'shema. So how do we know that he made the milo l'shema? So he says back, I don't care. Even if he didn't make the milo l'shema, still it's good. Because the ikar he owes to make geris is tefillah. As long as we see him now go to the mikvah l'shem geris, that's enough. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ain matvilin. No, you're not matvil him right now. Trash ain matvilin. Why? Because shema arve mohol. Maybe the mila was not done l'shem geris. Tamas a goy he made a bris mila. Vul v'tzorach latim made a dam bris. To Rabbi Yosi tati boy. Because Rabbi Yosi shita is you need two things. You need a tefila and a mila. And in the case where the goy already made a bris mila on himself, but not l'shem geris. If he wants to become a ger, he has to make hatofas dambris. He has to let out blood from the place over there. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says, ain matvila, no, you can't be tevilim right now. Because the tefillah alone is not enough. Like even though he said it made a mila, but who believes him? Who said it did it l'shem geris? Maybe the mila was done years ago. To stam as healthy did it. So Rabbi Yossi says, right now, tefillah alone does not help. We have to make hatofas dambris l'shem geris, and then the mila would, tefillah would help. Lefikach, therefore, Gersi says, Lefikach, Matvilin Ger b'Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you could even make a tefillah on Shabbos. Trash Lefikach. Hoy, Lola Rabbi Yehuda. V'chode Sagya, since Rabbi Yehuda holds one alone is enough, Matvilin b'Shabbos Ger Shemol Esmol. Lefoneinu. If you have a case where a goy on Friday made a bris milah, and now on Shabbos he wants to make the tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. To the Mila Sagale, because really, since he made a Mila yesterday, that's alone enough to make him into a Jew. V'chimatvilei b'Shabbata, that will make him go to the mikvah today on Shabbos, le mesakni gavra. It's not called the tikkun gavra, that's not what's making him into a Jew. Therefore, such a tefillah, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer Yosi says, ain matvilei no. You should know in this case, since we did not know if the Mila was good or not, we cannot make a tefillah. Because tefillah by itself is not enough, he has to have a mila also. Yeah. Now, Amar Mar was heard like this: Lefikach matfilin ger b'Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the mila was done on Friday, you can make the mila the tefillah on Shabbos. For the Mar Pshita, like why not? Kivan the Yom Rabbi Yehuda b'Chodesh Hagia heicha the mola funeinu matfilin. That since he made the bris mila yesterday, so like he's a ger already. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one is enough. So Pshita today on Shabbos, you can let him go to the mikvah. Like, why not? He's like any other Jew that could go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So Malafikach, like, what's the chiddush here? So Mara says, yes, there is a chiddush here. Mal the time I would have thought, the Rabbi Yehuda, Tfila Rika, that maybe Tfila is Yika part of Geiris, or Tfila b'Shabbos Loi, and therefore you cannot make the Tfila on Shabbos to come a second Gavra, because if you need the Tfila, that's the Yika. Like Rashi says, to Amila Shamina Le de Koma Mabakach. Mila doesn't mean so much according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Ikka that makes Geris is only the Tfila. So here you can't make the Tfila on Shabbos. Because to make a Tfila Lashem Geris on Shabbos, that's being the Sakin Gavrit also to fix the person on Shabbos. It makes it looks like a Malacha. Kamash Malon, to Rabbi Yehuda, Oiho, Oiho, boy. That Rabbi Yehuda Shitter is not the Pshat Tfila alone is enough. Either one is enough. Either mila is enough or tefila is enough. So in the case where he made the tefila on Erev Shabbos, that's what made him into a ger. So now on Shabbos, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, ain matfila no. If a ger says he made a mila before, we do not know if it was on the shem milas, the shem geris. He can't make a tefila now. Tefila alone does not help him to make him into a ger. The mabshita, kiva diyam Rabbi Yossi. Tarti binon. Since Rabbi Yosi holds, you need two things. You have to make a mila and a tefillah. Tekune gavra b'Shabbos loy mesakninon. In other words, that he says, that the Rabbi Yosi says, ain matfilon doesn't only mean, the second ain matfilon means that on Shabbos we're not tevilim. According to Rabbi Yosi, in the case where the goy made a mila on Friday, and now on Shabbos he wants to make the tefillah, we do not let him. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, he becomes a ger with his tefillah. He needs two things. He needs the mila and the tefillah. So we don't let him make this tefillah on Shabbos, because you'd be misak and you're fixing a person. So the Mara Pshita, of course. So Mara says, Mal, the term I would have thought, the Rabbi Yossi milirika. Maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, the main thing is that a guy has to make a mila l'shem geirus. And here he made the mila on Friday. So therefore, maybe he could be tevil on Shabbos. For Hosamu, I have a mila b'funeinu. I, how come before Rabbi Yossi says of a guy comes and tells us that he made a mila, now you can't just let him be tevil? Why not? I, he says he made a mila. Hatei, because there I have a mila b'funeinu. Because there the mila was not in front of us. We don't know if the mila was done l'shem geirus or not. That's why it's no good. Avol heicha to have a mila b'funeinu. But maybe in the case where we make the mila on a guy now, l'shem geirus, eima litful zeba shabata. Maybe that's what makes him into a ger. The mila is the ikka what makes him into a ger. Therefore, you would be allowed to do the tefillah on Shabbos. Kamash mila no, to Rabbi Yossi tati boy. Rabbi Yossi shiter is, a guy, it does not become a ger unless he has two things, both you need. You need the mila and the tefillah. Therefore, even though you made the mila on Friday, you are not allowed to make the tefillah on Shabbos. Because the tefillah is what makes him into a ger. It looks like Mesak and Garvi you're fixing up. Looks like Binyan. So the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Uv Dehevei Dei Rabbi Chia Ba Rebbe. For Rabbi Yosef, Masna, Rabbi Yosef learned the story was that Rav Oishia Ba Rebbe. For Rav Safra, Master of Safra, Rav Safra learned Rav Oishia Ba Rabbi Chia. It was a story with him. The also the Kamei once happened that came in front of him, Ger Shemol V'Loitovol. A guy once came in front of him and made a mila, but did not make a tefillah. Omalei, so he told him, Shia kan ad lamachar, wait until tomorrow, for that's for linach, and I'll be toy for you tomorrow. The last time he came in front of him on Shabbos, he says, I don't want to do it today, or else could be better. Could be he came at night. Rashi says here, Shia idna lailahoyu. Hey, this guy came at night time and told him, you should know, I made a mila, but I did not make a tefillah. So he told them, wait until tomorrow. For that tefillinach, and tomorrow I'll be toy for you. So Shemamina Tlas, here we hear three things. Yeah. So the Maisi was, Uv Dehevei, the story was that there were three people there. And they're only arguing who was the third person there. So that was the story, they had three there. And they told them, come back tomorrow. And tomorrow will be toy for you. So where says Shemamina Tlas, I learned three things out of the story. Shmamina, Ger, Tzorach, Shlesha. Here the story was, they had three people there. So you see, a Ger needs three. So, Mashal is why. So for Kabbalah Sageris, for Kabbalah Samitzvah, for sure you need three. The Shaila is, does the Mila and the Tfil also need three or not? That's the Shaila already in Taisvus. But I call upon them, three you need for the Ikageris to be Mekabal, to Mekabal Mitzvahs. Ushmamina, Eina, Ger, Atshiyam, Yitzvah. Here also you see, you need two things. It wasn't enough the mila. They told him to wait until he makes the tefillah. Hushmamina in matfilin ger balayla. Here the story was at night time. They told him wait until tomorrow. He could only make geris at daytime and not at night time. For the gemara v'neima shmamina nami bina mumchin. Why did you learn out from your roast? You need mumchin. There were three big tamid chum here. And the gemara dil nikloi. Just time it happened. It's no rai. You need mumchin. But a kopon for three is a rai. You have to have three because they say clearly who the third person was. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ger, Tzara, Gimel. When you make Geris, you have to have three people, you have to have a Bezdin. Why? Mishpat Ksivbe. It says a Lashon of Mishpat. And the Klal is, V'yein Mishpat Pachas Megimel, like Rashi says. Tana Rabbanan, Mishabo V'yoma Gerani. If somebody comes and tells us he's a Ger, Yochol Nekablenu, maybe we'll be Mekabel, we'll believe what he's saying. Talmudayim, the Pachas says, Itcho, V'dashim B'muchzak Lecho. That means only if it's muhsik, we have to know more than just on what he tells us. You can't believe a ger to say he's a ger. It has to be muhsik, we have to know better than that. What about bo v'yedivimoy? Let's say the ger comes and he has eidim that he was mezgayer. Minayin, how do you know to believe him? Talmud Yom, the Pasuk says, v'chi yogor itcho ger b'yatzachem. That if the ger comes with you, we believe him. We'll soon see what that means. Now,